Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinsler's here. Ken's longtime 9-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of SpiderWorks. He's the author of Cause a Disturbance, also the 90% Rule. Pretty sure we helped him launch both of those on the show. And he joins us all the way from Canada. He's our good friend, Ken Tinsler. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. How are things in Toronto?
Well, things are good. Things are slowly starting to open up. And as you know, we've got offices in the U.S., and I haven't seen them in a year. And I really I used to go every month. So.
And you miss them, right? So
I really do, actually.
When will you be able to come south?
You know what? Our borders aren't open in either direction other than
wow.
to critical freight, so I could be another 3 to 6 months.
Wow. Yeah.
A little out of my control, what can I tell you?
Yeah, I understand. Well, good luck with that. I hope everything, hope they get that opened up pretty soon. Maybe, like you said, maybe in 3 to 6 months. They're waiting on the vaccination, right? The little more herd immunity.
Yep. No problem. I'm waiting to. I want to be healthy when I do it.
I agree. Hey, Ken, one of the things that that I think you know that I like to talk about with small business owners is the reason why small business owners, the founders, need to be the futurists of their company, the visionaries, the forecasters of where the company's going, so they can give that information, share that information, discuss it with their people, and then everybody move forward with it. And of course, that by definition is a macro look. And you talk about macro trends a lot. Talk to us about what you've been thinking about.
Yeah, I do. I mean, macro trends are the longer-term trends. They evolve a little bit more slowly. And I think what's happened and why we talk about them now is I don't think the pandemic changed. I think it amplified. I think that things happened much more quickly.
Some macro became macro real quick, didn't it?
Oh, they did. I mean, certainly with technology. I mean, and we've talked about it before in our company, and you know, a lot of our clients, they are starting to bring in things like Microsoft Teams or Zoom or those communications things. And I know for us, we're in the communications world and the strategy world, and if we hadn't fully adopted those within 30 days after shutdown, we would have been out of business.
Wow.
And it's a scary thought looking back at it. And
thank God you had the ability to do that, right? And you not only that you were willing to do it, but you had the ability. And we've talked a lot on the show, and you and I may have actually talked about this last year, is, you know, if this had happened 30 years ago, even 20 years ago, we'd be in a depression right now.
Oh, majorly. And yes, a lot of companies were able to, and I was very fortunate. And it took a lot of commitment. I mean, really, everybody in the company just went at it. But the incredible thing, you know, when you look at it, it surprised everybody. Even, you know, I don't have I can't remember the direct quote, but the head of Zoom saying, you know, no, he didn't even know that Zoom was Zoom until the pandemic hit. And all of a sudden you hear about Zoom towns, and that's an important macro trend that in major cities, people have started, especially the younger generation, have started moving outside and buying outside of major cities even more than in the past, and even more with, you know, suburbia or even further out from typical suburbs because they want a quality of life.
Yep.
And 600 square feet condos and smaller even in major cities are not what they want to do.
I live in flyover America, and people are flying here from the big cities.
That's the kind of thing that whether you build things, whether you're in construction, whatever product or service you supply, e-commerce is going to be critical to get to these people, to supply them, because obviously you're not going to open up bricks and mortar everywhere, especially in the very, very rural areas. So, you know, as the owner of a company, you really should be taking a step back and saying, hey, what's going to stick coming out of this pandemic?
Right.
And I got about 6 months to figure out, you know, what I'm going to do or do differently to be in business and to thrive as soon as everything really opens up to full speed.
Well, and that's the thing I've spent a lot of time talking about over the last year is I've probably written 30 articles on this topic of what are their expectations going to be, and whatever you remembered them being last March, last February, they're not going to be that this coming spring when things open up again and completely open up. And you start, of course, a lot of places around the country, around the United States, have been open quite a bit. We've been able to get some indications from our customers. And we are seeing what our customers are wanting, but it's requiring us to make shifts, as you talk about in your work a lot. And you've got a three-step program you want to introduce. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's something that I do that I call just start, stop, and continue. And, you know, it's one thing to recognize a macro trend, and it's one thing to set strategy, but then you've got to act on it. Then you've got to figure out what it is you want to do to better connect with your customers and with your team. So what I always tell owners and senior leadership teams is, you know, just ask that very simple question. What do you need to start, stop, or continue doing to better connect with your customers?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all it takes, because that starts to think about, okay, what are the tangible next steps in my business that I can take to connect, that I can take to better service my customers or internally to better engage my team when we come out of this thing?
Well, that's exactly right. And somebody, the key to this whole thing is, if you're the leader of your company, if you're on the top of the org chart, if you're the founder, if you're the owner, it's your job to initiate this, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, and it's funny, we're only taught to act in two different ways. In the past, you know, react to what is,
mm-hmm.
and we're taught to be proactive. So let's say you're putting in a new manufacturing line, you know, you think about health and safety protocols and regulations.
Right.
But I like to say we have to pre-act, and that's a great segue to... I guess when we get back.
You've done this before, haven't you, Ken?
I have. I heard the music.
They don't call Ken the king of Segway for nothing. We're going to pre-act when we come back with Ken Tinsler after the break, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.